This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I love being married, though. I love living with a woman. It's great. I don't run out of stuff anymore. Especially in the bathroom. And guys who live by themselves know that's a problem sometimes. Sometimes you'll just get in the shower in the morning and be like, oh, there's no soap in here. I'm fresh out of ideas. All right. I'll just turn the water up hotter, I guess. And just scrub really hard with a loofah, you know.
March 25th, 2025. Going up to 82 degrees today.
So hot.
Oh, God, it was wonderful yesterday. I told Katie, we walked in together, and I said, I just sat in the backyard like a cat, just in the sun. Eyes closed, head up. No shirt on.
No shirt.
Oh, wow. No, you would have been mad. No sunscreen either.
I mean, you know who's not mad? Melanoma.
Yeah, but I wasn't.
Melanoma's trying to get you.
I wasn't out there very long, but I mean, it's just, I loved it. Loved it.
It accumulates.
Ah, boy, oh boy. Kevin's back. He had to take yesterday off. Welcome back, Kevin. We missed you.
Oh, thank you.
And, did you miss us?
Oh, yeah. Good question.
It was hard to think about other people. I was trying to survive.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Because you're Temtem.
Oh, you don't have to tell everybody.
You're right. Sorry.
Did you tell the people that came in yesterday
why
I was out?
No.
Because that would have been embarrassing.
No, I wouldn't tell anybody.
Okay.
I wouldn't tell everybody.
Oh, my God.
Hey, do we have a paper towel in here?
We have
tissue that's expensive.
I don't need tissues.
What do you need?
This morning when I was walking into the studio for... the door for our studio is like opening a temple. Like, it's the heaviest door you've ever seen. It's like a vault. And it fell, and I dropped my thermos, and I
thought... The door didn't fall. You opened the door, your cup fell.
That's it. The door hit my thermos, or something happened, and it slipped out of my hand, and it fell on the floor, and it is broken. And ladies from Starbucks, we know you listen right now. It's the one you guys gave
me. The tumbler.
It's the tumbler from Starbucks. And I thought it was fine, and I just looked over, and it's sitting in a pool of water right now.
Oh, Gavin!
So, we need to...
Oh, my God!
I said,
take it off here. Put it on the floor.
Don't hand me tissues!
We have to. You're leaking.
You're going to get us in trouble.
Go get me.
Put it by the thing. Put it by the little drink tray thing.
What?
Where we're supposed to put all of our drinks, but we said, no, we're not going to do that. That's too far.
They did tell us.
I got it.
Okay. They did tell us we had to stop bringing drinks into the studio.
Yeah.
And we responded to that by snickering and looking at each other and going, we're not going to do that.
Right.
So then they gave everybody these little tiny tables. You all can put your drinks on this little tiny table. It's across the room.
It's on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
Imagine if every time you wanted to sip, you had to get up out of your chair and walk.
Right. Oh, and that includes like your coffee.
Right.
Yeah. No.
Like, so we're not going to do that.
Literally, we all just take it.
So anyway, big news, by the way, everybody. If you did 23andMe, delete your information. Delete your DNA, delete your account. And this is not just good old-fashioned TikTok paranoia saying to do this. It's every reputable news site. And
so what's happening?
The reason why, if you did 23andMe, that you got to delete your stuff is because 23andMe is going bankrupt.
Okay.
And I don't think this is going to be like the kind of thing where, like a Red Lobster bankruptcy, where like
they eventually pull it together or
and
something.
There's still some around. I think 23andMe tried to sell to some, to a couple investors, and it didn't go well.
Oh.
So the CEO of 23andMe had to step down, and apparently, I don't know anything about business, but apparently that is the sign that the whole company is just going to go away and get sold off literally piece by piece to the smallest bidder. That includes DNA information. Now, I have instructions on how to delete your DNA off of 23andMe.
Okay. I was okay.
If anybody's
but
interested.
But why, what is the problem with our... I don't understand why we need to delete it.
What's the problem? They have your DNA. They can clone you. They can do stuff with your...
Well, 23andMe could have done that the whole time.
I know, but now that they're bankrupt, they have to sell it to a different company. No one knows what that other company is going to do or what they want it for.
That's exactly what they're saying.
Right.
In the news. You don't know who's going to buy 23andMe, so you don't know who's going to have access to all of your DNA information. So it could be a foreign company. It could be any number of things. So they're saying, listen, just do it now while you can. We should post this graphic that I found here, Kevin.
Okay.
It's an 8-step process. I'm not going to walk you through
eight
it now.
Steps?
Yeah, it does seem. Basically, you go to settings and then scroll to the section 23andMe data. It's at the bottom of the page. Click view. And then from there, you can delete it. But it's a little bit more complicated. We'll post this up on Instagram in the story. But, like, I'm with Katie on this. What are they going to do?
A lot of things.
No one's going to clone Gavin.
You don't know
right.
that.
No one's going to clone Katie.
They could clone you guys, have that clone commit crimes, and then guess what? They check their DNA, and since each person's DNA is specific to that person,
yeah.
like no one can clone it except for your own DNA, they will arrest you.
You know, if I look it up, you know, part of one thing, there's privacy violation. Sharing your DNA data raises concerns over who might have right. access to it. That's what's really happening here with this 23andMe bankruptcy. There's data breaches. Genetic testing companies are potential targets for hackers that could steal your information. There's discrimination. Employers or insurance companies could potentially use genetic information to discriminate against you.
Oh, see, now that is a concern for me.
There's unforeseen consequences. I think this is what Kevin's talking about with cloning. genetic testing can reveal information that you might not be prepared to handle,
right.
such as an unexpected family connections or genetic predispositions to diseases. And then there's law enforcement. You could get wrongfully fingered for a crime, you know. But listen, come on. Is it naive of me to keep saying that?
Yeah. Well, okay, I will say once you started talking about like the insurance part of it and everything, okay, that is a little concerning because it does seem like insurance companies are trying to do everything they possibly can to not pay for you to get any medical care.
Right, but wouldn't that be covered under the no pre-existing conditions part of Obamacare where like they can't do that anymore?
Well, but wouldn't this indicate that it was a pre-existing condition and you knew it?
But if they can't deny you because of a pre-existing condition.
Right, that's true. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I think 23andMe is a white people thing. I really do. Because the minorities in my life all say,
Right.
No. You cannot have my DNA, including Kevin.
Right.
Well, Kevin's would be pretty boring. He's 100% Vietnamese.
Excuse me,
but there's more 23andMe than just
I know, but
that's your heritage.
That's true.
They know your genetic build.
Does your pee stink when you eat asparagus?
Yeah, it does tell you that.
It does?
Well, there you go. See what it told you.
But I'm also 6% Chinese, just so you know.
Okay. Well,
Hey.
Okay.
Don't turn on each other.
All right. Don't turn on me.
I'm not turning on you. Guys gave your DNAs to 23andMe. Now I don't even know if I'm with the real Gavin and Katie.
I mean, when I go over all the things that could happen, some of it does sound like you were to clone Gavin. Can I at least borrow him sometimes to like do things I don't want to do?
Also, it also gives an insight to your family history. Like they could get your genetic mutated and have it like your cousin and then takes your heir through your throne.
Oh, okay.
What is he trying to say?
He's trying to say that it could like find out that if you have like family lineage and then go to the tippy tap and take it from you.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Why would we believe that just deleting it makes it go away? Like, there's a thing called the cloud. I don't know what it is. Nobody does.
Right.
But I feel pretty strongly that 23andMe has it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Because it does seem like if you want to delete anything, you have to do at least two steps to do it. But in order to, I'm just saying what the news is saying.
Okay.
And it's not just like wonky news or fringe TikTok things. It's like real news. So like if I'm seeing it on real news and they're saying this is how you delete it, that's what these rules are. Okay, we'll post this up on endonline.com. You know, maybe we should do it. But I mean, I like looking at it every once in a while and being like,
"I do too."
Oh, I mean, 65%
I'm looking at all my
Italian
cousins that I didn't know I had.
Right, right. I like knowing that.
I have a third cousin. We share 0.52% of our DNA.
Wow.
And their name is H. Van Bergen.
Oh boy.
That's nice.
Of the Van Bergens.
That's pretty
out?
Cool.
Have I reached out and said what?
Right. So this information useless.
It is pretty useless. Although every time I log on, I always like when I see I have a DNA family match, I'm always like, am I about to find out I have a sister?
I found out I had a first cousin on 23andMe.
What?
Yeah, a first cousin that I didn't know about. Now, the guy's like 50 and doesn't live near me, but I mean, we
what
talked.
What difference is that? You did?
Yeah, we messed, because you can message through 23andMe too. A friend of my wife found out that his mom was not his biological mom on 23andMe. Yeah, we're going to miss all this stuff. We're going to miss all this.
Right, we're going to give all this up. So, I got to tell you. Now, granted, look at me, but when I look at my family matches, 23andMe is for white people.
All right. Well, 23andMe, we salute you. You were fun, apparently, for white people. And everybody, delete your information off 23andMe before, as Kevin says, we all get cloned or turned into biological weapons somehow.
Okay, they could maybe like make a super army.
Oh my
God. Look at the two of us. We're not part of a super anything.
I do not mean with us.
We hardly knew you, 23andMe. Thanks for the memories.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It's Gavin and Katie, and this is Second Date Update. We've got Sheila on the phone. Good morning, Sheila. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Oh, we're doing all right. This one's kind of interesting because there's a twist. You didn't exactly go on a first date with Patrick, did you?
No, but it sure felt like one. I mean, we met at Lowbrow. We were both there with friends, and we met, and we just hung out and had so much fun that night, the entire night. I don't think I ever really even chatted with my friends except hi and bye. It was amazing. He is so incredibly kind and was just such a gentleman, and it even ended with us kissing. I was sitting on his lap, and we were sitting on his lap.
I mean, this that sounds like there was some drinkies happening.
Well, of course, too. Yeah. Okay, so was it just a kiss, or were you guys making out?
Oh no, we made out.
Okay, okay. Okay, so you're sitting on his lap, making out. So that actually, you're right. That's not a first date. So okay, that's...
Then what happened?
Yeah.
Well, we got each other's numbers, of course, and we were texting for literally about 7 or 8 days afterwards, just texting back and forth, and then he just suddenly stopped.
Okay.
And I have no idea why.
We're going to put you on hold. We have Patrick standing by. He doesn't know why, but we have him standing by. We're going to talk to him, and then we'll bring you back, and we can all talk together, okay?
Okay.
All right. Again, it's the second date update on the Wake Up Call. Patrick, good morning. How are you?
Here I am.
Here you are.
First and foremost, we're sorry. Obviously, it sounds like you don't want to be here, and that is fine.
Second, we tricked you. We lied to you about why we wanted you on the show. The real reason is you're on a feature called Second Date Update, and somebody went on a first date with you. Her name is Sheila. Hopefully, you remember her.
It wasn't even a first date.
Yeah, it wasn't really a first date.
At Lowbrow, you guys did some making out. Did some texting afterwards, and then she says you just disappeared and fell off the face of the earth, and she would like to know why.
I don't know. She just kept busting my balls. It didn't feel like a good match, like compatible. She made fun of my car. She made fun of my job. It was really demoralizing.
Wait a second. Was this in between her sitting on your lap and making out with you?
In the texting and like the interaction.
Afterwards. Okay. So
why did she make fun of your car? What's wrong with your car?
There's nothing wrong with my car. I mean, it's like a, 2019 Kia. What's the problem with my car?
Nothing. It sounds fine to me.
Absolutely nothing.
What do you do for a living? Why was she making fun of that?
I'm a nurse. I don't think it's too crazy to see male nurses now.
Was she doing the, like, you're a nurse, making fun of it because you're a guy?
Over the gender?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. She implied that it wasn't really manly.
To be a nurse? Okay. Let's talk to Sheila. Sheila, are you there?
Sheila.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Well, there's your answer. Is that all true?
You know, I was just teasing him. I'm really surprised that a guy could be so sensitive, you know? Like, come on.
It's not that I'm being sensitive. It's kind of annoying you criticizing my car. It's really like a turnoff, to be real.
I mean, that is true. It does suck when somebody's like just giving you a hard time about, even if it's joking, if they do, especially if they've done it too many times. I mean, the nurse, we're going to get to the nurse of it all in a second. But you know when somebody's like if somebody gives you a hard time because you drive a minivan, Gavin, and you're like...
I mean, I don't care if somebody does or not.
I know, but isn't it annoying?
No, I mean, I don't get annoyed by it, but I instantly judge that person.
Okay.
Because I have the thought, like, if you mock me for driving something that gets incredible gas mileage and fits all of my kids and has storage, then yeah, I'm an a-hole. I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, Sheila, I don't... It does kind of sound like you two are just two totally different people. And of course, you don't find that out when you're drunk and you meet somebody for the first time. But on top of that, just as an approach for what happened afterwards when you were both sober and texting, ball busting is something that is earned.
Yeah.
You know, so Sheila, you can't just come out of the gate with stuff like that.
What's interesting, though, is girls bust your balls more and guys bust my balls more. So I think with females, I think maybe with both genders, I do think it is a weird form of flirting, sort of. But I gotta say, Sheila, giving him a hard time for being a nurse, is that true? Did you do that?
Honestly, like, I was kidding. I was flirting. I was just,
what's the joke?
You still, to this day, I mean, you don't need that many male nurses, do you? Unless you go to the ER.
And that's unfortunate.
Well, let me ask you this. I always say this, Sheila. If you can reverse the gender in a situation and it sounds bad, then the whole situation's not good. So, like, let's say, for instance...
She was a doctor.
Yeah, let's say you're a doctor and he was making fun of you for being a female doctor, even kept calling you a female doctor or a cop or something else or a firefighter. Like, do you see how that would feel? I mean, if it's not okay to reverse the genders, then it's not okay.
Well, nobody's ever put it like that before for me.
You should hang out with different kinds of people.
I'm a family of tough people, you know. I come from a family of cops, and we are tough as nails.
Okay, this doesn't make the things that you're giving him a hard time about are not things that make you tough.
Yeah, that's a great point. Patrick, at this point, I mean, she said she was just kidding. Would you like to go on a second/first date with Sheila?
No, I'm really good right now. I think I should just move on.
Yeah. All right. Sheila, listen, I think you're a nice enough person.
Yeah, I mean, I would say this is a learning experience, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much for listening. This is the second date update on The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End. It's The Wake Up Call.
The Jonas... Oh, I forgot about this song. This was a really good one. Jonas Brothers coming back to Sacramento. They're going to be at the Golden One Center on September 26th. Tickets are available, but tickets are free right here all this week as we play the game Know the Bro, which is a great title.
Somebody really pretty must have thought of it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alicia?
Alicia. How you not know how to say that? I'm so mad at you.
I'll tell you how I not how I know.
Spell it for her. Let her know.
A-L-I-S-H-A.
Alicia, is that how you spell your name?
That's how you spell it.
Right.
Then your name's pronounced Alicia.
Okay.
Sorry.
Right.
I don't make the rules.
Thank you, Alicia.
That is a downgrade. By the way, that's coming up at 7:35. Thank you for the plug from Kid Showbiz Alicia. Okay. So caller 17. Here we go. We're playing Know the Bro. Don't Google anything that defeats the fun. We're going to say a celebrity. Then you have 10 seconds to tell us who their very famous brother is. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, we give you a practice round, but honestly, this was too hard to come up with.
We don't have enough.
We can't burn through anything. All right, here we go. First one on here. Mark Wahlberg.
Donnie Wahlberg.
That is correct. Very good. All right, you got one. Good job. All right, next one on here. Let's see. Okay. Willow Smith.
Oh, gosh. Jaden Smith.
Yes! Very good. Well, you got that one, too. This could be a very short contest.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I should find a really... here's a hard one.
Okay.
Fred Savage.
Ooh. Oh, I don't know. Rob Savage? I don't know.
Nope, not Rob.
David Savage?
Still no.
I mean, at least she's trying.
Yeah, I love that. Ben Savage.
Boy Meets World. Okay.
From Boy Meets World.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's do another hard one. I think this is hard. Billie Eilish.
Oh. Ooh.
Oh, isn't his name Finn? Gosh, I don't know his name.
Oh, close enough for
you're
me.
You're so close. No, I don't.
What, really?
I can't accept that.
It's Phineas. But he goes by Finn sometimes, no?
How do you know? What are you, his best friend?
Okay, wow. I'm just trying to help out my girl, Alicia.
Well, sorry. Someone's got to be
and
a stickler around
Alicia.
Here.
And it's pronounced Alicia.
Right.
Oh, my God.
All right. No, you need... Right. Let's do one more. Let's find out. I think you can... This one, I think you'll be able to do. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh,
Robert Kardashian.
Robert Kardashian. Yes.
He's in his government name.
Wow. Congratulations. You just got those tickets. How about that?
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, no, you got it. So who are you going to bring to the Jonas Brothers concert with you?
Oh, gosh. My little sister.
That's cute.
How old's your little sister?
30.
Oh. So she was during the Camp Rock days.
Yes.
I love that. All right. And how do they misspell her name?
Okay.
Wow. All
right. Two E's. Yeah.
What is it?
Choose Courtney with two E's.
Yes.
Is that true?
It's true.
Your parents were something else.
That's funny.
All right. Well, you got a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers on September 26th at the Golden One Center. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. But congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You got it.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
And she's got her glasses on, which gives her an advantage in the trivia game. Are you smarter than Katie?
I wear them every day, so.
She wears them every day.
Because I can't see anymore.
Seems unfair. Good morning, Alyssa.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I'm excited that you're caller 17. $320 is the jackpot. Katie's leaving the studio as we speak. And I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to roll?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Question one. Pope Francis has been released from the hospital after his very scary diagnosis of pneumonia, but we're now finding out how scary it was. His doctors said that he was so bad at one point, they considered ending his treatment and letting him die. Wow, that's crazy. What is the term for humane assisted death?
Humane assisted death?
Humane assisted death. What is the term for that? Three seconds. Three.
Two. I have no idea.
All right. Question two. Lizzo is about to make her big screen debut in a dramatic film about legendary singer Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Sister Rosetta is known as the godmother of rock and roll. She was loved and featured by artists like Johnny Cash and Elvis, despite not many people knowing about her. Who died first, Johnny Cash or Elvis?
Oh, gosh. Johnny Cash?
Question three. A guy in Orlando stole $1 million worth of earrings from Tiffany's by swallowing them. He was arrested by police before leaving the store, though, and he was held in captivity until they were all recovered. How long does it take for food to go in and then come back out? 1 to 3 days, 3 to 5 days, or 5 to 7 days?
1 to 3 days.
Question four. George Clooney is on Broadway right now, and he was asked about returning to film again. He said he will one day, but he said he will never appear in a romance film again. Which is not a George Clooney romance film? Ticket to Paradise, Intolerable Cruelty, or The Time Traveler's Wife?
Oh, God, I don't know any of these.
B? What are you saying?
C. Answer C.
The last one?
Yes.
Okay. And question five. Get ready to feel old. The Office is now 20 years old. It debuted on NBC 20 years ago today, and it was an instant hit. If it went off the air in 2013 and it got 15 million views on streaming every year since, what's the total number of streaming views?
Alyssa, you're going to have to turn off your radio or Bluetooth.
You're never going to get this one right with all that noise.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Sounds like a lot.
Can you repeat that one more time?
No.
Wow. Is it because you didn't take us off?
That was a long question.
Listen, if The Office went off the air in 2013 and it just celebrated its 20th anniversary, it got 15 million views on streaming every single year since it went off the air, what is the total number of streaming views?
Oh my gosh.
If you don't get this, I'm gonna be pissed.
This is stressful. I don't know.
You don't know?
Million views. No, this is too stressful.
All right. Bring Katie back in here. Where are we going this morning?
Work.
Where is that and what do you do?
I work at the hospital, so it's in Sacramento.
You work in the Sacramento hospital and you drive from Lodi to Sacramento? That's exciting.
Yes,
cool. All right.
She's like, that doesn't sound exciting. It's right. Not exciting.
No, you should be excited.
I love her.
You're helping people. You're helping people every day. All right. I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yes.
Question one. Pope Francis, you know, he's out of the hospital now.
Okay.
And his diagnosis of pneumonia was pretty scary, but now we're finding out how bad it was. His doctors said that it was so bad at one point that they considered ending his treatment and letting him die.
What?
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to say it, but like, it's kind of a miracle he made a recovery. That's crazy. What is the term for humane assisted death?
Like euthanasia?
Yeah, I'll accept that. Euthanize.
Okay.
Yes. Question two. Lizzo is about to make her big screen debut in a dramatic film about legendary singer Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Okay.
As we know, Sister Rosetta is known as the godmother of rock and roll, and she was loved and featured, used by artists like Johnny Cash and Elvis, even though most people don't know Sister Rosetta. Who died first, Johnny Cash or Elvis?
Definitely Elvis.
Definitely Elvis.
By like a lot, right?
Oh, yeah. By decades. Question three. Guy in Orlando stole $1 million worth of earrings from Tiffany's by swallowing them.
Oh.
And then police arrested him and held him until they were all recovered. Oh, boy.
And then did Tiffany's want him back?
Great question.
That would be nasty.
Great question. I hope at a discount.
I'm sure that they get, like, they were able to file an insurance claim or something.
I would probably buy it.
Probably. Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right. How long does it take for food to go in and then come back out?
Oh, my God.
1 to 3 days, 3 to 5 days, or 5 to 7 days?
What was the first one?
1 to 3.
1 to 3.
Yeah. Okay. 1 to 3 days. Question four. The Clooney is on Broadway right now, and he was asked about returning to film. George Clooney says he'll do another movie, but it's not going to be a romantic one. He says he's all done doing romantic films.
Okay. That wife, she says no.
It's more romance for me. That's fine. Which of the following is not a George Clooney romance film?
Okay.
Ticket to Paradise.
Okay.
Intolerable Cruelty or The Time Traveler's Wife?
Intolerable Cruelty.
No. Nope. The Time Traveler's Wife. Intolerable Cruelty. Coen Brothers movie. Very shockingly funny. Question five. Get ready to feel old.
Okay.
The Office turned 20 years old.
It doesn't make me feel old.
Really?
No.
I feel like The Office, I remember the day it came out, which was 20 years ago today. I remember watching it on NBC.
I bet so many people from that cast are like thinking about it today, like how much it changed their life.
Totally. Totally. All right. So here's the math.
Okay.
If The Office went off the air in 2013.
Okay.
And it got 15 million views on streaming every year since then. What's the total number of streaming views?
Okay. So I have to do two kinds of math.
That is correct.
Okay. Okay. And it got 15 million?
Yep.
Five, six, two.
Kevin, how's she doing?
She's putting numbers.
All right.
Eight.
How we doing? 3 seconds. Three.
180,000.
Oh.
1 million. Ugh, what?
Try again.
1,800,000.
No. She's the worst.
How do I have to buzz you on
that? Right.
180 million.
And what did I say first? 180,000.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Was there too many zeros?
Well, I did not enough zeros.
I'm so mad.
Or maybe I'm wrong. You know what? I'm wrong on that. Am I wrong on that?
I don't think you're wrong. I also got 180 million.
Okay, that's what it does. You know, here's the thing. Alyssa, it doesn't matter because Katie got three, you got two, even without that last one.
I mean, the units were million views. Why wouldn't it be in the millions? I'm just saying.
I don't like your sassiness today. I don't know what your problem is,
Alyssa, I'm sorry we invited you over to our house just to have a fight in front of you. It's now awkward for all of us. We're going to have $20 for the jackpot tomorrow, and what is it that you have to tell us?
I am definitely not smarter than Katie.
No, not today. Have fun at the hospital.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
All right, so this just came out, and it's pretty shocking. It's in the realm of, I guess you could say science. I don't know, social science. The population, do you know how many people live on this planet?
I do not.
8 billion people. Well, now they're finding out that apparently there's probably way more people on this planet than we thought.
Why?
Because according to the UN, they looked at data from 35 countries and think the number of people living in rural communities is dramatically undercounted. They think they didn't give a number or say that they think the global population, what they think it really is, but they think the population in those areas could be, I mean, 50% higher. I'm like, that seems impossible.
If you, the idea that it would be 50% higher in communities where people are so spread apart doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It would be if you found out that there were communities where everybody's just living right on top of each other. But
looking at that study, if they could have told me anything.
No, they could have told me literally anything.
And I would have accepted it because I'll ask you this.
Okay.
And I don't care if this makes me seem really stupid.
Okay.
It's the truth. I have no idea how they know how many people are on this planet. I don't know how many people are in this building. Like, I know the answer is counting.
No.
But how?
They're eyeballing it.
They have to be.
And let me tell you, that is a skill I do not have. If there's a bunch of people in a room, is it 50? Is it 300? I don't know.
Right.
I can't eyeball it.
How many people do you think work just for this company, Odyssey Sacramento?
That is such a funny question. I think 14.
14?
You think it's too high or too low?
Way too low.
Way too low?
Way too low.
23.
We've all been in a room, right?
Right.
So
more than 14, I say 23.
23.
Yeah.
Do you think anybody out there actually knows the number?
I'll ask.
See, go out there. We've got a couple people that are here already. Just shout it out.
Does anybody know exactly how many people work in this suite?
It varies. We're trying to figure out how many people work for our company because...
She said 50 to 6.
Okay.
Jackie said 50 to 60? Get out of here.
So what we're basically learning is that this study that the Earth's population might be way off, very plausible. If we can't figure it out.
Okay.
Like I know.
No, there is a way to figure it out. I bet you. Anyway.
How?
Okay. I think if we went to the full staff email, and then will it show me everybody? I don't even know who some of these people are. Never mind. Okay, hold on. Okay, this says, but I'm also seeing people on here that, like, do not work for this company anymore.
Right.
It says 55.
So, okay, now, okay.
But that can't be true.
Extrapolate that, though, for the whole planet, okay? If you're just joining us, we're talking about how the number of people we thought lived on this planet might be way off, and it might be way too low. We're just trying to figure out how many people work for our company. Now, you said there's some people who don't work here anymore.
Right.
Some names you don't recognize. Okay, now you're somebody's in charge of counting the planet, okay? There's people who are dead that are still showing up on lists. There's people whose maybe names you can't pronounce. So you just go, I don't know if that's one person or two. You know, there's all kinds of stuff, all kinds of anomalies. Right?
Okay, so it's more than 14.
Duh.
Okay. I say less than 50. Okay. I'm going to say 37.
Yeah.
Okay.
That feels right.
Okay.
Just like how that's, you know what? How we say there's about 37 people who work here. That is exactly how they reached 8 billion. There was probably a lot of
back and forth.
Yeah. But
somebody goes, maybe 1 billion. 1 billion? That's too low.
Right. Be like, Sam, you were in charge of Africa.
Right.
You call. You know, places you can't. I can't make phone calls. Why are you getting mad at me? You gave Matthew Antarctica. That seemed unfair.
And three of the people he counted there were penguins.
Right, yeah.
You don't see me getting upset.
Question. Yes, Matthew. How many human beings does one penguin count for? Great question, Matthew.
One of the human beings is sitting on a nest of eggs.
And Sam flips the table over and yeah. goes, oh, should I ask about lions and elephants?
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So if you listen to this show, you know that Katie's got several fears, but one of which is the open water.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that, as she has described, she grew up on boats.
Yeah.
Which makes her sound like a pirate's daughter.
Right.
But you saw a story recently that confirmed that the open water is just no place for us.
It certainly is not. And
tell us what you saw.
When I say a fear of open water, it generally is me physically being in it.
Yes.
Being on a boat felt okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here to tell you it's not.
Okay.
A couple dudes in New Zealand, they decide, let's go on a fishing trip. Love it.
Okay.
Just a bunch of bros. They're out in the ocean, having a great time. What happens? But a dolphin jumps out of the water and lands in their boat.
A dolphin does?
A dolphin.
Oh.
Think about how much that could hurt somebody.
Sure.
Fortunately, nobody was hurt. The dolphin did get a little scraped up, but the dolphin weighed about 900 pounds.
Wow.
So not only has it jumped into your boat, now think to yourself, how am I going to get it out?
Yeah, because like typically when this happens, I think most of the time people just keep the fish.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know if you're going to want to hear this. This happens quite a bit.
What do you mean?
Where like a fish jumps out. I know dolphins aren't fish, but where a fish jumps out of the water and lands in the boat. There's like, if you go on YouTube, there's
like big fish.
Yeah. There's like video after video. As long as it's a fish that jumps, like obviously not like a tuna, like that's not going to do
okay. anything.
That's not going to, but like there's, I've seen several videos of like a swordfish or like a marlin jumping out of the water, and then they land in the boat. And what's scary about that is they've got that big old sword.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me what's scary about it.
And then they're just like, and then they swing it around.
Yeah. Oh my God.
As soon as they get on the boat, they're just like, what have I done?
Oh my God, you could be impaled.
I'm shocked that there's not one of those videos on YouTube. And there's some real close calls. And I would imagine
if it's something even like a swordfish.
Yeah.
You're allowed to fish for swordfish. So
right.
if you want, you could just kill that fish.
Because I think that's what actually happens most of the time is because swordfish, I don't think they weigh 900 pounds, but they probably weigh like three.
I don't know. They're big.
So I think what ends up happening is they kill the swordfish.
Sure.
They hit it on the head. Because otherwise, what are you going to do? And then they just go back to shore and like, oh, we caught a swordfish.
Okay, yeah, but you can't
do that with a dolphin.
No.
So how do you even get a dolphin out of your boat? 900 pounds?
So I'll tell you what they had to do. They had to contact some sort of like authority, like Ocean Authority, where they explained to him that there is a certain harbor. They had to drive the boat an hour out of the way to this conservatory. Is that the right word?
I mean, that's a word.
And then they had the equipment to like hoist the dolphin out of the boat.
An hour, though? Wouldn't the dolphin dry up? Doesn't it need
they,
water?
They covered it with wet towels over and over and poured water on it.
I mean, the good news is dolphins don't like need water to breathe. They need air. So like it probably could survive that a fish couldn't, you know?
You're right.
So then what did they, but even, okay.
Yeah, they alerted the New Zealand Conservation Agency.
But then they go an hour.
Yeah.
I guess they're Russian. rushing, okay, not yeah. like Russian. And I would imagine somebody on the boat had to be like the dolphin whisperer and pet, hey,
yeah.
hey, we're on our way.
Yeah, we're going to be there soon.
You're going to be fine.
Right. GPS says 15 minutes out.
But then, like, once they get there, crane? Like, what is the process?
They said that they were able to hoist it out using a tractor.
What?
Yeah.
That felt like a Mad Lib. Like, dolphin hoisted out of boat using tractor. You could replace the animal, the vehicle, and then the, you know, something else, and it would make just as much sense as that one. Leopard removed from bus using backhoe.
The guy said that when he called the conservation agency, he said, well, he's stuck in the boat now, so he's coming along for the ride.
That's his boat now. That's right. What I would think.
That's what the guy who owns the boat named the boat after the dolphin.
The boat didn't have a name?
Not all boats have a name.
See, that's why this happened. It's bad. You know this.
No.
As a seafarer,
I could. Whatever you're about to say is wrong.
That it's bad luck to not name your boat.
No name is not bad luck. Changing the name is bad luck.
Really?
Yep. So if you buy a boat and it already has a name, you got to keep it.
See, Kevin, she knows maritime law.
Yeah. Good thing we have her.
Right.
Good thing we have her.
Good thing. Wow. What a story. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.